Good morning. It's 9:18. Sunshines. We're up to 27 degrees. Thursday, April the 1st. Watch yourself. And as promised, Brianna Koval in to talk. We're not talking emergency because that's what you do. That's your official title.
Well, that's one of the many things I do.
That's many hats you wear, but it's April.
Yes.
We're talking recycling.
And this is no joke because the price doubled today.
What?
I know. Isn't that great?
No, so you're pranking us.
I am not pranking you.
Why did the price double?
Because it's Earth Month. Right?
So that always doubles then.
Well,
right?
Not always. But our price had been sitting at 10 cents from, oh, geez, it's been 6 months, I bet,
mm-hmm.
if not more than that, that we've been hanging out at that 10-cent mark because the market wasn't so great. We had all the pandemic issues, all of that. Well, I want you to get rid of your aluminum right now, and I'm banking on the fact that people are going to bring it in. So we have increased the price to 20 cents. 20 cents per pound. And if you bring in more than 100 pounds, I will give you 22 cents. So that's a substantial increase.
Yeah, you're going to have overflow. I have a feeling.
Yes, I hope so.
Well, because last year, and catch us up, because last year's kind of foggy to me. There was Earth Day and there was Earth Month and everything else in April, but we really didn't do the recycling last April.
We were closed.
You were closed.
Yes, we were closed to the public last April, so we couldn't do our normal incentive. We ended up doing that incentive in June, but the market was so rotten at that time and everything was in turmoil. Mm-hmm. So we really couldn't do much of an incentive. I think we were only able to add on maybe 5 cents at that time. So it was really bad. So I'm hoping that everyone who hoarded everything last year and the year prior, because they were going to turn it in last year, I hope they bring it to me starting today.
There's going to be a glut with aluminum here. I just have a feeling.
I hope so.
Well, no, because a lot of people last year didn't. It was like, no, forget it. Not leaving the house, not going anywhere. So you've got a year's worth of built up aluminum plus double the premium now.
Absolutely.
So this is a no brainer.
Absolutely. So I want your recyclables so badly, so badly. Please fill my warehouse with aluminum cans. I want it to just reek back there with all these rancid cans.
This is Brianna being pleading with you.
Absolutely. I just want some aluminum to come into that building. We've been really, really low on aluminum for the past year and a half because mm-hmm. the price has been terrible. And it's just like scrap metal prices. People will hang on to everything until the price goes up just a little bit because they're waiting for that moment where they can get just a little bit more. Let me tell you, this is your just a little bit more moment. So all month long, I will give you 20 cents a pound for your aluminum, and if you bring in more than 100 pounds, it's 22 cents a pound.
Okay, so give us the timing on this. What days can we bring it in? What are the hours, and what do we do?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, we open up at 10 a.m., we close at 6, and Saturdays, we open at 8 a.m., and we close at 12 noon.
So you're going to be open today.
Today, we open in, if you're looking at your clock right now, we open in 39 minutes.
Wow.
I know, 39 okay. minutes. I want to see a line out that door.
You just might. Because,
I can only hope.
Well, everybody, you know, like I say, a year's worth of hoarding that stuff and building it up.
Yes, absolutely. So I hope that you're going to empty out your barn, your garage, your backyard, your horse trailer, your grain trailer, whatever it is that you're storing them in, please bring them to me.
Absolutely. For double the price. Yeah, I think a lot of people would.
And I'm hoping. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping. Because we really need to see some more recycling happening. Our numbers have been low for a while, and I totally understand that. It's because people don't want to be out and about. There's also other ways that you can be recycling right now that wouldn't necessarily be bringing them to my facility. But if you have that surplus at home, I would love to see it, and I would love to give you some money for it.
And don't crush your cans.
No, don't crush your cans.
Do not crush them, please.
No, when you crush those cans, so for quite some time, The little aluminum can crushers were in everybody's garage, and you'd have your garbage can full of cans, and then you'd go there and you'd pay your kids, I'll pay you a penny a can if you crush all of these. And they would crush all of them into these little tiny hockey pucks. Well, those little tiny hockey pucks, they really don't work with our baling machine because they don't have anything to stick to. So we need the surface area on a whole aluminum can for those to bond together when we crush them into those big bales. If it's full of the little hockey pucks, then the bale just falls apart And it kind of creates a little bit of an inconvenience for us where we have to meter it into something else, and it gets a little bit more cumbersome. So if you could bring those cans in whole, we would very much appreciate it. Otherwise, if you could squish it the hot dog way. So the hockey puck would be the hamburger way.
Okay.
Remember when you folded paper in elementary school, they taught you the hamburger way and the hot dog way?
Sure.
Because it's the short way and the long way?
Mm-hmm.
So if you take that can and you just put it on the ground lengthwise and you give it a stomp with your foot so it's flat and long, that's acceptable.
That's okay.
Yep, that's okay because I still have the surface area so it can bind together with something else. But when you put them into those little hockey pucks, they just... there's nothing left for them to stick to anything.
It doesn't work. Okay.
Absolutely. And I get it. It takes up less space for you to store it when it's in those little pucks, but it's really becomes difficult for us to deal with them.
Simple physics in the baling machine. This is Can Education 101.
Right. Well, and our baling machine can be quite fickle sometimes, so we try to make sure that... and. We call it a girl. Not that that means anything, but we refer to our baler as a she.
And I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I really am.
It's okay because she is just as temperamental as I am. So we try to make sure that our baler is being happy.
Always want a happy baler.
Absolutely.
Now, as far as April, you're going to be in like all month long, which is awesome for me. I look forward to these little chats.
Yes, 2 to 3 days a week.
And okay,
we can talk
good.
All sorts of fun things about recycling.
Good. And you can keep us updated, too, as to, you know, how much came in and some of the things that you find in recycling.
Oh, I am so excited. I am so excited to bring that list in next week because we found some really weird stuff over the winter.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. But unfortunately, our golf clubs disappeared. We haven't had any golf clubs come in a while. So, so we still have an incomplete set, which is unfortunate for us, but maybe someday.
That's what I love about these segments, Brianna. great to see you as always. And fingers crossed you'll have a great turnout today.
Yes, I hope so. Off.
All right. Be well. We'll talk very, very soon.
Yes, thank you.
925 here, the voice of the valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. Little boy, 6 years.